This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is our last recording of the year.
Woo!
Boo!
I have an idea for an opening.
Oh, Aaron Addle's already got it.
Oh.
No. I'm just...
Oh, yeah, this is for sure.
Please go for it.
Yeah, let's just melt down gold and turn it into fucking glass, idiots.
That's not how gold works, idiots.
Glass is just heated up gold.
No, it's the other way around, idiots. Can I get two shots of tequila, please? I'm with my friend 2000s, and she's 21 today, like this week. Like, she just turned 21.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is a Boston market.
Okay, absolutely. So I guess I'll also take some mashed potatoes with those shots.
Now we're talking. Okay, did you want top shelf or bottom shelf mashed potatoes?
Oh, definitely top shelf mashed potatoes, bottom shelf everything else.
Okay, here we go. And Dave,
and is
Dave,
this like Cold Stone Creamery? Will you sing if we tip you?
Yeah, go ahead and just pop that in this jar here.
Okay, I just put my wallet in there, so.
Okay, here we go. Time to say goodbye. Potatoes, oh, mashed, oh, mashed potatoes. Do you like Andre Pacelli?
We don't know who that is.
Okay.
I got an order. I got a double order of mashed potatoes for an Andre Pacelli.
Well, I'm not Andre Pacelli, but I am Adel Rafi.
I'm a double order of mashed potatoes.
And I'm bottom shelf tequila.
And we are the Bellagio Fountain Song you've been dreaming of, a little podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle. Welcome to 2021. Plenty, plenty fun.
Now, if you came from the best of, because you listened to the best of 2020 and you said, holy crumbs and craps, this is one of the funniest shows that I've ever heard in my whole life. Thank God my cousin Nick, my little fucking cousin Nick, sent this over to me and made me listen to it. I'm here for a good time. What am I in store for? Well, it's a Riddles and Puzzles podcast.
Uh-huh.
With three Chicago style, that means deep dish, improvisers.
That means no ketchup.
Who put our own spin on some of the scenes, games, and as Adel pointed out, songs that you'll be hearing in this episode.
Hey,
and
if you're... guys, can we just do like a quick sidebar, just us three,
without
the listeners for a moment?
Okay, Casey, go ahead and make sure that the listeners can't hear this part. Thank you.
Okay. Testing. So... Hold on, Aaron. We've got to make sure it's safe. Okay. Testing. I slapped a dog. No, nothing. Okay,
really?
Go ahead, Aaron.
You didn't slap a dog. Right?
Oh, I slapped a dog.
Okay, good.
He
okay,
pinched my butt.
But he slapped the dog high five after the dog pinched his butt.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, everything's in working order. Hey, so we're going to carry the riddles into 2021. Still riddles.
Well, here's the thing. If we're going to pivot, now's the time to pivot. I mean, we could say we're doing riddles, and then we could just keep not, like, quote unquote, not getting to them and
That's
be like,
what we've
oh,
been
shucks.
Doing since 2018, though, Adel.
Yeah, but then we have all these puzzle enthusiasts who are listening, and they're going to get furious. They're going to DM me and say, I thought this was a fucking puzzle podcast, you moron.
Well, okay. I don't know. Johnny iTunes, one time we did an episode without any riddles in it, and he came to my house and he broke both of my wrists because he said, you're a hobbies and games podcast, and that's the way Johnny iTunes likes it. And if you don't do hobbies,
scary.
You don't do... Yeah, he's very scary. He's got my name.
Yeah. I was going to say, why are you drinking your coffee like that? But with two broke wrists, I get that. That's the... And also, I love that show, Kat Dennings, Two Broke Wrists.
Yeah. I heard that Johnny iTunes is sleeping with This American Life.
What?
I know.
Well, anyways, why did we do this American wife?
He's sleeping with this American wife?
Yeah, of course. Adel, did you call the sidebar? What did you want?
Oh, can I get a, let's see, can I get a White Russian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just have old milk. Is that okay?
My whole personality is Big Lebowski. That's my whole personality, and I lean on it very hard.
And so this is a sidebar. I guess I'll just have a double order of mashed potatoes.
Okay, bottom shelf, okay for you?
Oh, I don't want ash potatoes. I want mashed potatoes.
Oh, well, I already made them, so.
I'm sorry. Okay. Bottom shelfing some of the mashed potatoes means something different in Indiana.
And sorry, Casey, this
you
is
get
all...
what you get, and you don't get upset. All right, Casey, we're back.
This is all gold, so yeah, turn this back on.
Yeah, actually, right. Keep that in, Casey. That was really good stuff.
Okay, we're doing riddles still, I guess.
We're doing riddles
we'll do
still,
for at least one more year. At least one more year, let's commit to doing riddles and puzzles for at least one more year.
Hey, are you guys going to leave me this year?
100%. Real quick, let's establish this. So it's the first episode of the new year. So we're going to say,
yes,
etched in stone, carved in granite, 2021. Hey, wrote a riddle. I guess we're still doing riddles.
Here's the thing with the saying. It shouldn't lose confidence as it goes. You know what I mean? I feel like you start. Gotcha, it starts off strong. Uh-huh. And then at the end, it's sort of like,
well,
I'm sorry.
We could turn it in. We could say, I guess we're still doing riddles, and then say 2021. Because that's a fact. That's
okay.
That can't be changed.
So this brings up a great point, Aaron, because Mariah and I just had a huge blowout fight because I was accusing her and she was accusing me because we thought that someone had carved, we're still doing riddles into our nice granite countertops. Now, these countertops cost us so much money. We worked so hard for these. And now to find out that Adel is pitching that same exact phrasing when he was in my house fixing my toilet that he broke by doing a massive no-no, and I'm doing air quotes on all of this.
If I may, it looks like, and Mariah's behind you, it looks like Mariah had a blowout fight and you had a perm fight.
Well, one of the ways that we calm down is we do each other's hair and nails. And then whatever you get, you get. That teaches you to maybe be a little nicer in fights.
And you picked a perm? Sort of like an early 90s perm?
Look, did I pick the perm or did the perm pick me? We'll never know.
Hair and nails, I fell in love with you. Hair and nails.
Adel, what about this?
Yes.
Hey, Riddle Riddle, 2021. Just do it.
I think that's Gatorade's thing. Let's
Gatorade.
Hey, Riddle Riddle, 2021. What do you fucking expect? Exclamation point.
Yes, I like that. I think that's it.
Yep. I have nothing to pitch. I was still working on a joke about kneeling during the riddles and then having fans say, just do riddles. Just do riddles.
Stick to the riddles.
How hard is your job? Just do riddles.
Don't be a person.
Speaking of don't be a person, two of us are not old man puzzles, but one of us is. Please.
Hey, Adel.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a running count this year of how your segues are.
Mm-hmm.
So far, you're at 100% because that segue, you knocked it out of the fucking park. 10 Hell out of 10 yes. of that segue.
Well, how about we do like a, what's that show with the, somebody's like dressed up like a wet bag of grapes and then they take off their head and we're like, it's them.
Wipeout.
Yeah. Let's, yeah. Shit. You guys suck. So we have a big bag of grapes.
I'm sorry. Aaron's never seen The Wire. I've just described every episode to her. So that's why. That's
how
me.
I fall asleep at night.
That's how
I call JPC and he goes, okay, season 4, episode 2.
Bubs is in trouble.
Mr. Prespaluski is a bad teacher. So Aaron, I believe you're the first baby new puzzles of the year.
That's why I'm wearing a diaper. You were all wondering. I'm wearing a diaper and a sash because I'm baby new puzzles.
But the sash and the diaper are not where you expect them to be. They're reversed.
I have a Miss America sash around my private parts, and I got a diaper around my tits.
Hold on. Dead stop. The new Aaron, you said and did nothing wrong. The only reason I called for a dead stop.
Don't tell me I said and did nothing wrong. This is the first time in dead stop history that I said and did everything wrong.
No.
I did everything wrong.
I want to encourage this behavior. I want to put gasoline on this behavior. The dead stop is purely because we have to say 2021 diaper tits.
That is our new catchphrase. Funny it is to say private parts, and then Aaron said diaper on my tits, and I think I lost it.
Hey, diaper tits, where's my fucking coffee?
Okay, there's something I would like to say. Yes. My brain was moving slow, and so I couldn't think of a classy way to say my chest. I should have said my chest. So instead I said a word I very rarely to never say, which is tits.
I love the juxtaposition of, like, I have a Miss America sash around my privet parts and then a diaper around them titties.
She's beauty and she's grace. She's Miss United diaper titties.
Beauty on top, beast on bottom.
I can't believe that you, for the first time in the history of the show, you told me I didn't say anything wrong when I couldn't have been more wrong. Oh boy, my stomach hurts from laughing. Okay.
No, I think we're off to a great start. This is going to be, I can already tell that this is going to be a great year.
And this year, I promised myself I'm going to be a beauty in the streets and a Gaston in the sheets.
Ooh, I'm going to be...
I'm especially good at that ass I'm breaking. Nobody fucks like Gaston. I'm so sorry.
You're also going to want to stay out of the streets for at least the first 6 to 8 months of the year, just FYI.
I'm gonna be a Elsa in the streets and an Olaf in the sheets.
Ice cold.
Cold everywhere.
Ice cold and a lot of carrot play.
I'm gonna use 2021 as an opportunity to take a step back and listen to music from farther away. I'm too close to the speakers. It's hurting me. I know that. Because I don't know how the sound comes out of it, because it's so little, and I get so close up to it just to find it. So I'm taking a step back, taking an opportunity to listen to music from a little farther away.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're going to be able to hear for the rest of your life with those sort of precautions.
Well, I hope so. My dad told me when I was young that I was going to ruin my esophagus from eating too fast, and guess what I have done? I've eaten too fast my entire life, and guess what my esophagus is up to? It hurts!
Burning? Just fully on fire.
It's bad.
All right.
And let's esophagus the answer to these riddles. JP,
how am I doing? Two out of two.
Yes. You're nailing it. That'll don't fuck it up.
How's this segue?
Oh shit! Aaron just went into a lake with her segue.
You guys help! Help!
Put the diaper around her tits, keeping her afloat.
Yeah.
I can't help. I'm afraid of lakes.
Your vagina won Miss America.
Don't be dense. My ass won Miss America, you jerk. Man.
You guys are really familiar with the way that they judge Miss America. I don't know.
Turn around. Let me see that ass.
Okay. Ass went out there and sang opera, and everyone cried.
How, Aaron, be honest, and you have to be totally honest, how thrilled or displeased or apathetic would you be if Sean came home with a crown, a sash, and a dozen roses for your ass, and the sash said, like, Miss America dead ass?
That would be really romantic. And honestly, anything to have a day feel different from the day before.
Or the sash says best in show. Yeah.
My cooter, my vagina, would get runner up and be bitter. And then my ass would win. And then my tits would get Miss Congeniality.
Because your tits are Sandra and Bullock. You named them, right? I will say there's nothing funnier. There's no funnier term for any genitalia than cooter. Mm-hmm. It's just outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's not a single body part I have, that wouldn't win first place in a flabbiest mistake contest. Now, I'd be so smug and confident, I would go into the contest being like, I got this. I got this locked up.
That's the one they do on Thanksgiving, right? Uh-huh, right after the parade.
That's what my family does.
Flabbiest in show.
We need, the next time we
it's
do...
It's just you running around that arena.
The next time we do an in-person live show with an audience, we need someone to make JPC a tiny sash for his dick that just says flabbiest mistake.
Yeah, no one make any sashes for our private parts, please.
Yes. I know but sometimes...
What a bad way to go to jail.
Sometimes when Adel says that, people might get the idea that that is something that we actually want. Trust me, I read the emails. I do not need to hear anything.
Fine, make it for me. Make it for me. I'll gladly wear it. I'll wear it with pride.
I got to get you to Google the word pride. I know that you keep using it. You're using it incorrectly every time.
Pride is when I bury my face in my desk and it turns bright red because I'm just absolutely hating myself. Like a group of lions.
Love.
Oh, man. Now I'm just picturing my ass answering a question being like, in America, such as America, in the great United States of America, such as. Oh, God. Okay.
All right, Aaron, I am ready for a riddle.
I'm doing listener submitted riddles. You guys, ooh. I'm in a weird mood and I'm really sorry. Okay. So these are from Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
They're rhyming riddles. And he says, I've been enjoying your podcast since the early days. And this summer, I went back and listened to all the old episodes for a second time.
Oof.
I save each of your new episodes for the weekend to listen to as soon as I've finished my morning errand. So it marks the start of my free time weekend.
Saving
which I
each
thought
new
was
episode.
Sort of a lovely little tradition.
Saving each new episode like a tiny little chocolate that grandma would give me and I'd stash away until the weekend until I could enjoy it in private.
What is a weekend? I created some original rhyming riddles that you're welcome to use. If you enjoy them, feel free to mention my name on air. Keep up the good work.
So beep out Eric.
Eric. All right, ready?
Yes,
these are rhymals.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymals.
In CDs, they're essential. In cheese, they're okay. In boats or in spacesuits, they'd ruin your day.
Holes. Wait, is the answer a rhyme?
No.
Smalls holes.
How would the answer? Holes. Holes, yes.
An excellent movie and book.
Which was better, movie or book?
Ooh, book.
You gotta pick. You have to pick one.
Oh, I think I picked book, but now that you press me on it, I'm gonna pick the movie.
You can't. Okay. Yeah.
Dig it.
Which was Shia LaBeouf better in?
The book.
Yeah, me too.
The book. Sure. Shia LaBeouf. Let's do. I want to see a scene. This is our first scene of 2021. Having plenty of fun.
Better be
good. I want to see a scene. The two of you are in space. You are astronauts. You're working on a satellite. You're outside of the shuttle, and one of you notices that you have a hole in your spacesuit.
God, I sneezed like 6 minutes ago, and it's been hell in here ever since. Whew.
Oh, God, that's the worst. I hate when I sneeze in the spacesuit because it's like, you know, we have a job to do out here, and we can... Holy shit.
What? What's up?
Kim, your suit is leaking. There is a hole in your suit.
No.
Yeah, it is. It is. It looks like it's dirt. When you sneezed, did you, like, sneeze down, like, to cover it into your own, like, shirt?
Yeah, it looks
like. Yeah, so it looks like a shotgun blast blew a hole through the chest of your suit. Why did you do that, by the way?
Wait,
why did you
point? Wait, what do you mean? What
we're in space. Why did you cover it? We're in space.
I'm not trying to get you sick. I'm not trying to get you sick.
What, are you not going to sneeze into my air hose? Like,
oh,
we're
right. It would
separate...
just stay in my thing.
It'd stay in your thing.
Well, I was just trying to be polite.
Is it cold, by the way?
Yeah.
In your suit, have you noticed, like, a temperature drop?
Yeah, so it also sounds pretty different in here. It sort of sounds like a David Bowie song, but also complete silence and death. Sort of exactly how I expected space to sound. Not in a suit.
In what way does it sound like a Bowie song, I guess? I understand.
You know that sort of vibe of a Bowie song? So there's no melody here, but the feeling you feel when you're listening to a David Bowie song.
Oh, I don't know that that's a universal.
Can
that
you
might
tell
be a
my kids that I love them? And
I'm not great with kids.
We cut to Earth. Hello? Who's at the door, mister? What's your name?
Hello?
Hey, hello? Champ in sport.
How'd you know our names?
your mom was crazy patriotic. You know, she was always talking about
you knew our mom?
Our mom? Mom? Yeah, you knew Mama?
You keep saying new, so you understand what happened, right? You understand?
No, I just don't understand past tense.
Okay.
Yet.
I knew your mom.
Past tense? What is it, Christmas? Let's open past tense.
She warned me about you, sport.
Past tense is also what I call it when I go camping and I can't hold my potty before I go outside. It's a past tense.
Past tense can later get you pregnant.
Do you bring news?
Yeah, actually, kids, I do bring some news. So
Hawk, what news do you bring?
So, you know how when you sneeze, it's important to cover your mouth so that the sneeze doesn't
sneeze
get
out. Right into your chest.
Yeah. You sneeze right into your chest.
Mom always said, in space, no one can hear you sneeze.
Well, your mom had a sneeze while we were out in space. And then, and this is the part that she definitely wanted me to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Your mom... Okay, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. Don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. Was killed by a Russian assassin. So you listen close. How bad is it? It's pretty bad. She died, and you two kids have to avenge her death. So train, do whatever you need to do.
Is she gonna make it?
She died? How bad is it?
How bad is it?
Be straight with us,
mister. Be honest. Is she totaled?
Pull off the bandage. How bad is mom dead?
So she's totaled. We can give you equivalent value of... a mom, so you can buy, you know, a new mom on the free market. Your mom did. She was crazy patriotic. So we can give you equivalent value for that. So let's
crazy
see.
Crazy patriotic.
Mom,
that was her Twitter handle.
Yeah. Your mom was
she
born.
She got into a lot of trouble.
In 78. So she had a lot of mileage on her. So we can give you an equivalent value for your mom of $10,900.
Do you know why our mom was afraid of six? Because she was born in 78.
She warned me about you.
Same.
Same.
you can get a new mom for equal or lesser value.
It really
I'm a mom adjuster.
I think being in space would be really stressful. I was just thinking about picturing that in my head. That sounds horrible.
Yeah,
right?
I always thought it would be fun to be like, I can't imagine anything more amazing than seeing Earth from space. But then I watched the movie Gravity featuring Aaron's tits, and that movie shook me to the core.
George Clooney or Sandra Bullock, depending on who I'm talking to. Yeah, too stressful for me.
I could do it.
You could.
Sure. Send me to space.
All right. I dare you to go to space.
Okay, dare accepted. I guess I'm going to start training to go to space.
Sir, please, if you're going to leave the spacesuit, you need sleeves. And don't put on your helmet backwards. Also, like, take off that shirt that says astronaut ass cream.
8 years from now, I'll be like, GPC, you don't have to do this. I was obviously joking. Stop. You don't have to go to space.
Coolest astronaut ever died with his hat backwards in space.
That's one small dab for mankind, one giant dab for human grave.
I might tell the future, as some people think, but that's only after you've taken a drink. Some people spill me on purpose, it's true, but you'd better hope they don't spill me on you.
Tea, baby, what's
sperm,
the tea?
Sperm, whale, spit.
I would like to see a scene.
Damn it.
Sperm.
Yes.
I would like to, you are coworkers, and JPC, you are trying to share some office gossip with Adel, but you're not very good at it.
And sorry, I'm so sorry, Aaron. There's this new thing this year. I don't know what's happened, but I see words like I'm reading them versus hearing them. So when you say that we're coworkers, do you mean we're cow orkers?
I'm going to send a glass of water to your house, and I'm going to want you're going to drink it.
Could that have possibly been worth it?
No.
I'm taking a point away. Hey, I'm taking a segue point away.
JBC, excuse me. Point. He has been locked inside a house with only his thousands of books for 10 months, and you expect him to not
He's
take
in the streets
like
Gaston.
Oh, Aaron, my dear, I have no books. What I have is doorways to other worlds.
Okay, that sucks. Take his points away.
Okay, here we go. Office scene. GPC's bad at spilling gossip.
Hey, Frank, how was the weekend?
Hey, what's up? Weekend was good. What did I do? I built a new shelf for the kiddos. A new shelf for their toys. The missus and I got up to some hanky-panky. We learned close-up magic, and... I went to bed early, which is just something I don't get to do often. So
very cool.
Yeah, how about you?
Talked to my dad on the phone, obviously contentious as always.
Right. Sorry about
that. But on Saturday, I'm doing a little shopping at Mariano's. I'm in the meat aisle.
Oh.
And who do you think I saw?
Uh-oh. Oh, this is going to be juicy. Serve
Jeff
it up.
From sales. Okay. Oh, and what do you think Jeff was up to?
Oh, shit. Cheating?
I don't know if you can call it cheating, but he was ordering about a pound of chuck roast.
Oh, so is he gonna fuck that beef?
I don't know, but I would not want to be in Jeff's refrigerator in a couple of weeks if he doesn't eat that ground chuck fast, because it could spoil in there.
Totally. I know that I'm...
Oh, by the way, Frank, yes, I just walked by Mandy's office.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I overheard her on the phone.
Yes, bump set. Bump set, Spike It Queen.
A credit card charge. It sounds like it was a fraudulent purchase. Yeah, she probably left her card out somewhere and someone, you know, used it to commit fraud. Oh. Sounds like it's going to be okay, though. Sounds like they're going to resolve it. Yeah.
Dude, can you give me and Mike the room really quick? I just want to talk to him about something.
Sure. And which one of us is Mike?
Not you. The one that's
okay,
not you.
Okay, great. I'll see you guys.
Your name's Frank. Yeah, I've said it twice.
Yeah.
What am I, fucking Mike? Dr. Listen over here? Sorry, I'm leaving.
Hey, Mike.
Jeff.
I saw you see me at Mariano's.
Sorry, did someone call me?
Nope, you're Mike. Oh, no,
nope,
you're not.
I'm Mike. You're Frank.
Okay,
you're
sorry.
Frank. I'm Jeff. I saw you see me at Mariano's ordering that chuck. And I just wanted to make sure that we're cool and you weren't going to say anything to my wife about it. When you see her at the holiday party in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, man. We're totally cool.
Okay, cool. You get it.
Yeah, I get it. You know what else I get?
What?
$20,000 cash.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Small bills?
Someone call for me? Has someone called for a small bill?
Bill, can you... Bill, you flick him out the window.
Great hearing on that small bill.
It's okay, I landed on a marshmallow.
It's okay, Bill. We're not following that thread. If you don't...
No, Bill, we'll see you in a scene later, I bet.
We'll see you, later. Give us 25 minutes and people will be like, holy shit, they remembered Small Bill.
Sounds good.
If you think that you can just walk into a Mariano's and order a pound of ground chuck, I call it chuck roast, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
Ground chuck.
Hey, somebody call for me, office stand-up chuck roast. Well, what do we got going on here?
Flick you out the window. We won't be seeing you later. Hey, man, it's not just sex. I'm in love with chuck roast. Not the guy we work with, the deli meat.
Okay. Yeah, man, I mean, it's cool.
I don't need to be blackmailed.
I don't give a shit what it is, but if you don't want your wife to find out about it, then I'm going to need $20,000. I actually need the money immediately because I stole a credit card earlier today and I tried to make a $20,000
purchase.
Well.
Oh, man, it's so funny to know that you're going to be in a callback later and say, see you soon.
See you
soon. I wish I had done that in more improv shows. All right, I'm playing a really big character right now, so you're going to see me a little bit later in the show.
Call it your own shot.
Looking straight at the audience. Yeah, Babe Ruth it.
Yeah.
Home run. This one's a home run.
I'll see you all later.
When I go out on stage, I point to the back of the house because that's where my fucking laughs are coming from.
See, you do that. You Babe Ruth it, where you call for your own laugh spots. And what I do is I Lou Gehrig it, which is in every scene, I stop in the middle of the scene and break down crying. And I go, today, I consider myself the funniest man in the world. And then I die from a disease named after me.
Adel goes out in every scene and like someone will set up a premise and Adel will hear a pun and he'll be like, bunt, just bunt on the pun, bunt on the pun, bunt on the pun.
Bunt the badger, baby.
I'm the guy who won the Red Sox the World Series in 80-something. Remember? He didn't catch
the
ball.
You're Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, that was Jimmy Fallon. Who's that guy? I'll look it up.
Bill Buckner.
Who's to say? One more riddle and then we take a little snooze.
One more riddle.
Yes, one more riddle for us, please, Aaron.
Actually, there's two of these here, so we're just going to do them fast because I don't want to come back to this email.
Well, I'll be the one to decide how fast we do them because I won't be getting the answers correct.
Well, I'm just going to, at a minute after I read it, I'm going to just say the answer regardless of where you're at.
That's going to make me work harder.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm being pulled over.
Tap, 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 tap.
Oh, it's a tap dancer.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm one of the Rockettes. Do you know how fast you were solving those riddles?
I don't know. Like one every 20 minutes, it seems.
I want to say bada puree. I want to say
bada puree?
Huh? Who's the tap dancer here?
How do you kick in such unison? You're a Rockette. How do you kick in such unison?
It's all unplanned. We always try and do something different, but we just sync up, just like our periods.
Okay, you clearly know a lot about women and the Rockette, so I'm just going to roll my window up.
Sorry for screaming in your ear.
I guess the worst part of being a Rockette is we all get our periods at the same time. What the fuck?
Start spreading the news.
We say defund the police. You want to know what that actually means in material terms? It means we hire the Rockettes to do traffic enforcement. That's what it means. And
they're
what a wonderful
right
world that would be. Mm-hmm.
They're in those toy soldier costumes.
If I was speeding and I saw a string of women kicking above their heads, I would slow down and I would say, "Thank you, officers. I will be better."
I just have like the Rockettes in one of those like DUI checkpoints where it's just like instead of orange cones, it's just Rockettes kicking as you like veer off to the side of the road to get a breathalyzer.
Oh man.
Sorry, can you step out of your car? Okay, and kick above your head and do the full splits. All right.
All right.
You're going to jail.
Start spreading your ass.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I don't want the Rockettes to turn like that.
Defund the Rockettes.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
We might bring you pleasure. We might bring you pain. The highest we show would be found on the train. The lowest we show would help serpents to see. We're twins and we're fickle. We think you'd agree.
Dice?
Snake Brothers?
Snake Brothers.
Is it the Snake Brothers?
It's the Snake Brothers, who are like 10 string characters from Guys and Dolls. Hey, it's the Snake Brothers.
Hey, beautiful, blow on these Snake Brothers so I can roll.
Excuse me? You want me to do what?
I'm sorry. I just had a stroke.
Hey, run. It's the Snake Brothers.
Here's your steak sauce, ma'am.
Are you two? No. We're Snake Brothers.
It's like Eskimo cousins. So I help snakes to see.
Oh, yeah, JBC got it.
It's dice.
Oh, it's dice.
It's dice.
Okay.
But honestly, Adel, I didn't confirm
it.
Oh, so
boxcars, top. Okay, yeah. I see. Yeah, typically we give a yes or a no.
No. I'm new
sorry.
To this.
Sorry, I'm crazy, but in 2021, we typically give a yes or a no to an answer.
He's embarrassed, so he's taking it out on me.
Well, speaking of yes or no, it is, and speaking of dice.
Wait, one more.
No, Aaron, one more.
We have to, because I don't want to, I would stop and start.
And I'm glad that you cut him off, Aaron, because that segue was about to be a zero, a zilch, so not a great segue. So I'm glad that we have one more.
Okay.
It didn't count against
you. I think this one will be, like, you'll find a creative way. So JBC, you focus on the answer. Adel, you focus on the segue, okay?
Great. Got it, squad.
First an ovine, then a bovine, then a sibling pair. A pincher on sand, a feline on land, a maid of virtue fair. I'll skip the rest and be impressed if you can name this set. A motley crew that ancients knew and you should not forget. I love this riddle.
Beach kitty. It's beach kitty.
Shoops up, meow.
Next time on Beach Kitty.
I forgot I hate water.
Beach Kitty. That's my first
Beach Kitty is just a cat during its witching hour when it's jumping about, just ruining sandcastles.
Beach Kitty.
Sorry, shoops up, meow.
I wish I could have fun with Beach Kitty, but I was doing my job and focusing on the riddle. And Aaron, I'm glad to report that I don't know the answer. I don't even know it a lot.
And I would have had so much fun with Beach Kitty. You must be so sorry.
I would have been like a cat in a sandbox with Beach Kitty, but no. Is it like chess or checkers?
No, but it is like a group of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it again.
Like, I would say, yeah, okay. I don't want to give any more. So, this is not at all it, but think like days of the week.
Gotcha.
You know,
oh, is it the days
like
of the week?
Yeah, saddle.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can also just give it the water.
All of a sudden, my skin started itching everywhere when you did that.
Maybe at one point we just admit to ourselves it's a fucking horse and it just needs the water.
Yeah, and maybe you're itching because you have a diaper in your tits. Color me crazy.
Honestly, no, but everyone at home, I have multiple diapers on my tits, okay?
He said in. So.
In, yeah, I got such an off-brand boob job that there's diapers in there.
Wow, your boobs are really absorbent.
I have a really bad infection.
I want to be nice about this, but your boobs look like a baby
diapers,
bending over.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
I get that a lot.
Okay, as a doctor, I try to be sensitive with these conversations, but how large would you like them? Would you like empty diapers or full?
Aaron,
this is horrible.
Lay that riddle on us one more time. Lay that riddle on us one more time.
Okay, I'm reading my favorite riddle ever, and my least favorite hey riddle moment of all time is being laid across the top of it. First an ovine, then a bovine, then a sibling pair. Pincher on sand.
So these are horoscope.
On land.
These are like horoscope.
Yay,
yeah, constellations.
Oh, a maid of virtue fair. I'll skip the rest and be impressed if you can name this set, a motley crew that ancients knew and you should not forget. All of our listeners are Sagittariuses. Welcome back to the show, all of you. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, speaking of Zodiacs, just like the Zodiac Killer, we just cracked this case, and it's, Aaron, look at this. It's 717.
Haven't they never caught the Zodiac
Killer? It's 717.
He's not even lying. It is.
That's 6 to 9, 420,
really,
baby, 717. So we're going to take a quick break while we solve the Zodiac case. We'll be right back with more Ribbles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Knock, knock, knock. Excuse me, Mr. Bill Buckner, are you home, sir?
Oh, sorry. Could you not just open my door and say the words knock? I'd love it if you actually knocked.
Knocky, knocky, knocky. So, Mr. Buckner, I'm just going to make myself a bowl of ice cream and sit on your couch.
Oh.
I was just making sure that you're okay. I know that you were humiliated.
Oh, no, I'm doing great. I mean, I'm a fucking laughingstock and a magnet for violence and harassment for the last 30-some years. But no, I'm doing great. I was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think, so that's working out.
What else?
What else? Well, a ball went between my legs, and therefore I have been the ire of the Boston community and beat up several times in bars. People actually, instead of buying me drinks, they send me their tabs.
Well, thank you for the ice cream, Mr. Bruckner.
And I can't miniature golf anymore.
Why?
Because it reminds me of that moment where the ball rolled between my legs. I saw my whole life flash.
Thanks
and
for
you know
the
what?
Ice cream.
Can I tell you something that I've never told anyone? It wasn't my lack of athleticism. It wasn't anything to do with my skill. There was a fan in the crowd. A fan in the crowd distracted me. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Here we are in the bottom of the sixth. Or something, and oh, there's a crack of the bats.
Ah, but buddy, it's probably the bottom of the ninth, and somewhere closer to the end of the game.
Tomato, tomato, and the ball's rolling towards Buckner. It's about a minute away from him catching it, but is there a fan in the stands? What's happening? All right, Bill, catch the ball. You got this. Just catch the ball. Catch the ball, Bill. Catch the ball.
Achoo! Ooh, I sneezed into my chest.
What the fuck? Cover your mouth.
Oh, and the ball rolls between Buckner's legs. Hello, the Red Sox will go another 20 years before they
whoop,
win.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Hey, can I be honest with you?
What's up?
It wasn't really a fan distracting me. It was just a sneeze, I guess. I misremembered. I'm sorry. I deserve everything I received.
And scene. Oh, now, I know that Bill Buckner probably didn't get much of a public send-off when he died, but I hope that... Anyone?
Oh, I don't think he died.
No, he died in 2019. Now, I hope that everyone listening to that might hope that it provides a little bit of relief for the family of Bill Buckner, who are hopefully still carrying on.
Come on, dude. Nobody fucked that guy.
He died at 69, so that's not nothing.
Yeah.
I know that because he was born on my birthday, December 14th.
Oh, That's a good person to share your birthday with.
I keep track of whenever someone on my birthday dies because I experience... what Highlanders refer to as the quickening.
And that's a tax software.
The rebate.
And also once everybody else who's been born on your birthday dies, you get all the money, right?
Well, I have to stay one night in a big spooky old house, but then the money's mine. Nice, oh, nice. Man, it's Confederate gold.
I wonder if a couple of your friends will go in there dressed as ghosts to try to spook you out of the money.
No friend of mine would dress as a ghost. They know how much ghosts hurt my family.
Only my enemies. All right, I got another riddle. Is that something that is interesting?
Yes,
Karen,
ma'am.
I'm very interested in these riddles.
Did you just call her God. Karen?
Karen?
I swear to God. Name? I swear to God, JPC just called you Karen.
What is her name?
Her name is...
My
Baron,
name.
Baron Chief.
My name is Lucy Von Twizzlers, and I'm here to give you open heart surgery.
Look,
without cleaning my hands.
I told you guys when we started this podcast 16 months ago, what's the one thing I won't do? Learn your names and apologize.
But I'm sorry, your name is Jennifer now.
And my name's Small Bill.
No,
too soon,
Bill.
Too soon,
call
Bill,
back,
Bill,
baby.
Bill, too soon, too soon, too soon, Bill.
Suck a dick, Bridget. What?
Ten more minutes.
We actually need the room a little while longer. We'll call you when we're ready to see you, okay?
Can you just give me a flick?
And
boop! I didn't land on a marshmallow!
Do you normally?
Yes!
It's like a 1 in a million shot off the edge of this building.
2 million!
Seems like you're okay, though. You're talking.
No, I'm dead. How
He's still falling.
How
He's still falling.
Bill, if you keep talking, we're not going to need to see you again.
Should we see more Beach Kitty?
No, no one liked that.
Meow, meow. Surf's up. Beach Kitty here.
Oh, my God. Oh, we are tired. Okay. This is from Erin. Okay? Her name is Erin.
You wrote...
Not me, Erin. Okay. A different Erin.
Me,
not
Erin.
Me, Erin.
Me, Erin. Let's catch some crabs. Okay. I know what I said.
Yeah. I was like, I want to do
it's
something with that, but I also don't want to keep festering.
That cat is going to the beach for two things, to scream at the water and to get STDs. All right.
Day bow bow.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Susie is sleeping in her bed when she is awakened by a fire alarm. She knows she is in danger, yet makes no attempt to escape. Why?
She's a firefighter. The fire alarm is to let her know she needs to go fight a fire, not that the house is on fire. She sleeps through the alarm and therefore a house burns down.
Oh, my God. Do you think firefighters snooze the alarms?
5 more minutes.
Oh, no.
She has narcolepsy. She is at a bachelorette party. The fire alarm is part of the dance track to a stripper. She is afraid because her ex is a stripper. She forgot that was the same stripper company that her ex works for. They had a contentious relationship, and she doesn't need to see him tonight. Tonight is about Tiffany and Mark.
Hey, I told you that story in confidence.
I love that the
I changed the names. I didn't say Sean and Aaron. I said Tiffany and Mark. I'm getting canceled for what?
I love the fake names you used are Tiffany and Mark, which are Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Mark Paul Gosling, who played the notorious couple, Zach and what's her name? Kelly.
Was Adel right or was I right?
Neither.
Aw.
So is it
five alarm chili and she had to wake up and take a shit? Aaron,
have
you're
guys
right.
have you guys ever have you guys ever had have
that
you
guys was ever a great had response.
To, had to wake up and take a shit?
Wake up.
No.
In the last year,
I'm sure I have.
In the last year, I've maybe woken up from like sleep to pee maybe twice. Most nights I just sleep through the nights, but I cannot remember the last time I had to wake up because my body was like, a shit's coming right
well,
now.
Well, JPC, I think you have sleep Shatnia.
Yeah, I go into Shatner when
William
I sleep.
William Shatner is what you meant to say.
My sleep schedule's all messed up. I don't know. I can't do Shatner.
No, you did it, though.
Thank you so
you
much.
Can,
I thought I was doing walking. Can you read the riddle one more time for poor old me?
Susie is sleeping in her bed when she is awakened by a fire alarm. She knows she's in danger, yet makes no attempt to escape. Why?
Susie's a ghost.
Okay, so the danger that she knows she in... didn't mean to say
it
like
that. The danger she knows she in.
The danger she knows she in?
You in danger, girl.
Is not fire related. The fire alarm is going off, but is there like someone in her room or something like that where she's like, she knows she's in danger, but she can't move because she knows that there's like a person there?
That's a really good guess. There is a fire.
Fuck.
That part's real. I would like to maybe give you some hints.
Wait, hold on. You got one more question. Is she immune to fire a la Johnny the Human Torch?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to solve the puzzle.
I don't think he's immune to fire. I think he is fire.
That makes you immune.
Sean sent me a video of a guy sticking his finger into fire today and then lighting a cigarette. He like stuck his finger into a fire. His finger lit on fire and then he lit a cigarette with it.
What?
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are someone in danger. You're in some sort of danger. JPC, you are the Human Torch, and you've arrived on the scene to help this woman out. The only bad news is you are a Human Torch who absolutely is not immune to fire. So anytime you change, you feel that
got
real
it.
Hard.
Got it.
Oh, sir, thank God you're here. My cat's in there, and my house is on fire. Please
perfect.
Go in.
Well,
perfect.
You know what?
That's a little. Don't make a cat joke. Perfect.
I'm not making a cat joke. But I happen to know that as soon as the rest of the Fantastic Four shows up, Mr. Fantastic stretches his arm right in there, grab the cat.
No, go now, please go.
I'm gonna push you closer to the door. Ma'am. I know that this is scary. I know this is intense. I've seen a lot of these fires. We have like 20 more minutes before there's even a risk of danger to your cat. I promise you.
I can see my cat. His tail's on fire. Mm-hmm. Go now.
Okay. So I think that it's an orange cat. I think maybe the coloring of the cat.
You're an idiot. Use your eyes. Who the fuck even are you?
I'm the Human Torch. Okay?
I know. Go in there.
Well, I would, but guess what? It fucking hurts every time I do, okay? So it's a cat.
Oh, it hurts?
It's a cat. If it was a grandpa or like a husband, I don't see a ring. I see one cat. So maybe this is not the most important human being of the world to fucking save.
Are you kidding me?
What do you do?
As if Spider-Man was like, my arms are tired from swinging and saving
What do you do for a living?
People.
What do you do for a living?
I am an emergency room doctor for kids.
I was going to help you out, and then I heard that bullshit impression, and now I'm off. Fuck you.
Is that
Bill? That was
Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man. Yeah, so you're a doctor for kids?
Yeah, I save lives.
What kind of doctor?
Emergency room doctor for children.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll go in.
Yeah, go.
I will, but thank you for your service, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing this.
Okay, well, just so you know, I'm probably going to need to fucking come and see you after this because I'm going to have fucking burns all over my body.
Fine.
Because I'm the Human Torch, but this actually hurts every time I do it.
Okay, well, I called every other hero, and you're the only one who's free.
Well, maybe that says something more about you.
Why?
That they don't want to show up for you. Maybe
Are
you're
you
a bad
kidding?
Doctor.
No. No, everyone, they're all at a party. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Wait a second. What? No, they said that was canceled. I'm on the email thread. That's what, oh my God, the thing said fake email, and I'm like, what is he talking about? His big fingers, he can't type. Oh my God, I'm on a fake email thread.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
I'm telling you, go into the building. I'm gonna shove you in, and surprise! It was a surprise party for you.
Oh my God, oh God. It was painted fire.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's here. Oh my God. Gambit?
Yeah, point to us and say our names.
Hold up, Gambit.
Come to the back of the boat.
Oh, the water boy's here?
Mon ami.
Oh, and little Bill's here too. You made it.
Yeah, I landed on a marshmallow.
Okay, enough of you. Cajun Man from SNL.
Opera.
We're all here.
Hold on, we got more of the wedding singers here.
Yeah, we had one lesson.
Scene.
Oh, I could have done 11 more minutes of that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, guys, I'm starting to realize all of Adam Sandler's characters are the exact same.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Was the fire actually life-threatening? Yes. Did Susie have a reason to want to stay in the building? No. Did this have to do where Susie lives? Yes.
She lives underwater. She lives in Atlantis.
Does she live in like some sort of like hospital where she's like stuck in like strapped to the bed, like a mental institution or
something?
You're
getting close.
I'm going to say
really
this.
Really close.
Aaron, I want to say this, but I don't want you to laugh at me. Does she live in a firework factory? Or a
you joke. Best sleep of my life.
Does she live in a barbecue institute?
Oh yeah, the Institute of Barbecues. No.
Oh,
she's Davison
sleeping.
Was really close.
She's sleeping in the dorms at Phoenix Online, Phoenix Bird Fire, but it's safe because Bird.
I'm gonna need you to take a big sip of that water.
Though this
okay.
is
rehydrate
water,
your brain.
Vodka, vodka, vodka.
Is Aaron
vodka, vodka, vodka?
Is Aaron some sort of Batman villain who lives in Arkham Asylum? And there's like a revolt going on in Arkham Asylum right now, and Arkham Asylum's on fire. But she doesn't want to leave because she's like, as soon as I leave, the Batman's just gonna show up and put everybody back in here.
Are you making fun of me?
I'm sorry.
I help you.
Who are you? I've never met another person with a voice like mine.
Now I know what true love is.
Enchanté.
But I'm here too. I'm Enchanté.
Your name's Shantae?
Your name's Shantae?
Enchanté.
Are you trying to say
Aaron? My name's Aaron. I'm from a riddle, and I'm one of Batman's biggest enemies.
my name's Piper. No, I'm Bill. Never mind.
You're little Bill, and I'm Enchanté. You're going to have to pick between the two of us.
Pick.
Pick, little Bill. Do you want us to do a Miss America style competition to show our talents?
Yeah. Could both of your asses say what they would
I'm
be?
Out.
I'm out. I'm out. Pig. You're
insane,
a pig.
Insane. I'm not a pig. I'm a Rockette.
You guys are so close. You're circling it.
Is Arkham Asylum correct? Joker me this.
No, it's not an asylum.
Okay.
It is somewhere where you're maybe not free to go.
Somewhere you're not free to go?
You're not free to leave.
Oh, Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Is it the Hotel California? Because you can check
no.
out.
I want to see a scene.
A Rockette would probably take you there.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you were staying at the Hotel California. In this instance, it's just a regular hotel. JPC, you are the, what do you call, like the clerk or the desk manager?
Sure, the night watchman.
The night watchman. Erin's trying to check out, and you absolutely will not let her leave.
All of those charges of movies I rented were a joke, so if you want to just take those off my bill, and I can be on my merry way.
Yeah, I'm sorry, when you say that they were a joke, what context was, because I love a joke. You can ask anybody here, I'm one of the funniest employees. What context were they a joke?
I mean, like, obviously, look at the charges. I ordered Enchanted 6 times in a row and then porn. Like, no normal person would do that.
Well, no normal person could watch all of these. You were here for one night. So unless you stayed up all night watching Enchanted and then watched porn again to
as
time
a finale.
This out, to time this out, that would have been mere moments before you came down here to check out.
Yep. So I'm just going to need that taken off.
You are in...
free
I'm
breakfast?
So sorry. I'm so yeah. There is a free breakfast, a complimentary breakfast from 7 to 10. It's very early to watch porn. I will say that you are very sweaty. If you don't mind me asking, was there a problem with the heat in the room? Because you look to be drenched in sweat.
Oh, no, and it definitely wasn't from the dancing along to Enchanted, and then topping that all off with porn. Again, this nothing weird happened.
Why would it?
Nothing
yeah, so that's,
weird happened.
So just to do the math here, that's maybe 12 hours of watching Enchanted and dancing.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetically.
So for the time window to work out, you would have checked in yesterday when we spoke, watched Enchanted for 12 hours, watched a little bit of porn because you couldn't have finished the whole movie, then come right back down here and checked out. May I ask you, why did you want to come and stay in the hotel tonight?
I heard it in a song.
Oh, you heard the name of the hotel in a song?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Nelly's Holiday Inn?
Yes.
Same.
We get this a lot.
Erin, I think one of the greatest things you ever said is porn as a finale. Just fantastic.
As a cherry on top.
Porn, guys... the dessert of movies.
Do you guys know? Do you guys know? I refuse to look this up. From when I first heard Hotel California, I must have been like 14. I can never figure out the lyric. They say something, something, cool wind in your hair. And then it says like the sweet smell of collegiate rising up from the air. What are they saying there? The sweet smell of collegiate rising up from the air.
It's not. I
think you're thinking of the lyric. Such a lovely face.
Such a lovely face.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only familiar with the work of Demi Lovato. I don't even know anything about this old man.
Erin,
what this could fucking possibly be.
I've gone 24 years without looking up this lyric, and I don't want to know.
Okay, I won't tell you.
So are you saying, okay, yeah, so it's not collegiate, and you're going to have a great time when you figure it out. I will say that you'll have a great time, Adel, when you do eventually figure it out. And guess what?
Do I have all the lyrics around it correct? Is it sweet smell and rising up from there?
It's warm smell, but yes.
Warm smell. Mm-hmm. Warm smell of collegiate. Now it makes sense. Never mind.
Yep,
it's a potential to go to college.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The warm smell of collegiate.
You're going to
get so
riddle,
many people
think?
Adding you about this.
Collegiate, the cologne for college kids.
So it's in a place where they don't want to stay, or they what did you say?
You said they can't get out of.
I said you can't leave whenever you
leave.
Want, and a rock cat would maybe take you there.
Prison.
Oh, is it? Are you at a friend's play? Because you're like front row. And if you leave, your friend will... They're on stage. They have a very small part, but they're on stage the whole time. And they keep making direct eye contact with you. And you're like, hey, Sean, why did I get an invite to this play if you're going to make direct eye contact with me? It's not a play anymore. It's just you on stage.
I guess you could say it's our town.
Okay. I have a couple of things to say. I think we need... to make up a new word, oh my God, I'm crying, for the emotion that is the feeling of going to see your friends play on a Sunday afternoon and the play is not very good, but you love your friend. What is that feeling? There's no word for it.
I'll tell you the feeling because I have friends that listen to this podcast and almost every week I get a text that just says, hey man, nice try, getting better.
Oh, yeah.
No, but a couple weeks ago, someone did tell me that the lighting on the podcast is fantastic.
Oh,
ooh.
God, that's a big insult. No, I luckily having friends do theater in Chicago, it's one of the best places in the world for theater. So I didn't have to watch a lot of bad plays. But you guys, I've seen some bad plays.
I had a conversation with an old improv coach of mine about this, where we were both of the exact same mind, and that one thing I hated more than anything was when someone would come up after a show or just unsolicited say, like, great show, even if it was or was not a great show. I don't think I'll ever unsolicited, like, say something that I don't feel. Like, I'm not going to unsolicited lie to someone and be like, that show was so funny, it was such a great show. And no one ever asks, hey, how did you like the show? And anyone who asks that question, I honestly think, like, wants feedback about, like, you know, something that they
can work on
constructively.
Yeah, you know them pretty well, being like, hey, I was trying to diagnose what went wrong in that show. What did you think of it?
One of my bigger pet peeves was people that would, like, just come up to you after, and it's fine if it's like a person who just truly just enjoyed the show, but if it's like a colleague or like another improviser who's like, that was so great, when it's like, oh man, come on, I was doing it and you were watching it, so, like, we don't need to fucking bullshit.
I've for sure been that person. I've never said a show was good when it wasn't good, but I have made a point, if one of my friends was funny in a bad show, to say, you were so funny.
I thought this was very funny. Something like that, yeah.
Any theater show I've seen, any improv show I've seen, if I know someone in the cast, after the show, if I see them or we're hanging out, or if they're like, stick around after, 100 times out of 100, 1,000 times out of 1,000, I say good show. I don't care if they fucking ate shit. I don't care if they face planted.
That's the polite thing to do.
To me, it's about, I love this person, I respect and love them, and I want them to feel good. So if they ask me for feedback, I could go and I could say more. I could, you know, if they say, like, you know, what about this thing or whatever. But if they say nothing, I will always say good show.
I will let you in on a little secret. Yes. And I will only speak for myself, and I will never speak for, like, other people. But anytime I heard after I did a good show, great show from someone, I was like, okay, fuck you. Like, it wasn't a good show. Oh, absolutely. It made me feel like shit when someone would say good show to you, fully knowing that that show was not, like, good. Because I did the show. Like, I know that the show was bad. But I talked to, when I would talk to people about this, that was always the response that I would get from people who were like, if I did a bad show, the last thing that I want to hear is good show. Now, that could just be like personal preference. Like, other people mm-hmm. could feel completely differently. But for me, it was always like, I don't really care, but B, to be like, to go out of your way to be like, oh my God, what a great show.
Well, now we're parsing hairs. Is that a term?
I'm not saying that they would literally say that, but that's always the way it felt, because why else would you say great show when, like, we both saw it?
I think you can just say, like, hey, good show, and then talk about anything else. To me, the worst is, like, if someone, it just, like, stands there and it's like, or, you know, I don't know. Even if you don't think it was a good show, if you see them afterwards, you can just be like, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to grab drinks? Do you want to whatever that is? Or you can, or just talk about whatever. But to me, what's unbearable is, like, to be done with the show and then whoever's sticking around afterwards because you're hanging out or they want to talk to you or whatever, just, like, stands there and it's like, what are we doing?
You know what? I will take, like, I have felt that feeling, JPC, of don't say good show. Well, we know it was bad, but I will take that any day over someone telling me they could tell I wasn't enjoying it. That is so fucked. People would do that all of the time. They go, like, Aaron, I was looking over at your face and I could tell you fucking hated it. And I was like, I was trying my best and I was trying to enjoy my friends. What are you talking about?
I think all of it comes from this, like, place of good. But I think whether the thing that Aaron's describing or the thing that I'm describing, people are like, I had the best intentions when I said this thing. It's like, yeah, but, like, why say the thing at all? Like, just go up and do what Adel said and be like, hey, like, you know, guess what Jeff just said? Like, it's so, let's talk about anything else. Like,
Have you been watching this show? Like, I cannot stand people who can't hold up, like, their end of the conversation, where it's like, just talk about anything. Like, why are you, I don't know.
The flip side of this is, it is so nice if you genuinely enjoyed a show and you go up to a performer and you say a specific compliment about it.
Oh, sure.
I'm not talking about an audience member. I'm talking about a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I'm only speaking of a friend of mine.
The
well, that's what
thing
I mean. Isn't
world...
that nice though when a friend does that? Like,
absolutely.
I'm trying to think of like if I'm just pulling a name out of a hat. If I do a show and then Tim Lyons makes a point to come up after.
Fuck yes,
me,
you pulled would, small bill, baby.
No, he wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe Tim Lyons would compliment me. There's a world in which
I
he
could
would
wish. I could wish.
I could wish and hope. But he, like, if he came up to me after a show and was like, "I loved when you played a monkey."
Yeah.
At an ice cream store. I thought that was really, really funny, and it was a great callback.
And that's
and
that's different because it's specific, and it's not just great show. Like, great show is general, and it's like, well, who?
It's like know. The best oceans. It's specific. I feel like the worst thing to me to hear after a show, and please don't do this now that I've said it, is fun stuff is the worst thing ever. Fun stuff makes me think you hated the show, and it's obnoxious. And then also when someone comes up and doesn't say anything except for, "How do you think it went?" I think that's the biggest fuck you
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, don't ask me.
How do you think the show went? I don't know. Fuck you. We're not
crushed
friends.
Crushed it. Always crush them.
Well, that's our new thing. We're ending every episode in 2021 with a serious talk about our pet peeves.
Aaron, you know what? I realized as we were having this conversation that we all haven't done any live like theater in almost
a year.
A year.
In 10 months?
Yeah. It's almost been a year. So it's like... I do miss it. I would give anything just to go and do a show again and have someone be like, "You really ate shit up there, didn't you, dick fuck?"
And then you
like,
just give him a hug and
say,
"Hey, I'm back."
Thank you so much.
I'm back, Tim.
I'm back, baby. Aaron, anything besides live shows you want to plug?
Yes. Well, also, thank you, Aaron, for those riddles. I wanted to thank
you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for that riddle.
Yes, I was recently on a podcast called Lady History, and it was... I had the best time. It's three women, and they were all archaeology majors in undergrad. And it turned into me wanting to hear 100,000 stories. You guys, it was fascinating.
Wow,
so it's a podcast about lady history. It is what it sounds like. But in our episode, we talked a little bit like about women in comedy and the history of women in comedy. And more importantly, they told me that you can tell that a bone is a human bone when you lick it, if it sticks to your tongue. And I went, oh my God. And they said all sorts of interesting stuff like that. So check them out at
That is the worst pickup line I've ever heard.
I don't think they used it as a pickup line.
Are these archaeologists tasting the bones?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They are.
I don't think they should be
and they were
tasting
like,
the bones.
And it's so fun to freak out kids to lick the bones in front of them because like they don't realize you can lick bones. And I was like, I'm learning today that all of you are just licking bones. You can find them at Lady History Pod on Instagram and Twitter and find them wherever you find podcasts. It was truly so lovely and they are so smart and interesting. And I would definitely check that show out if you like history. Or learning about how these three women are basically Indiana Jones.
That sounds amazing. JPC, anything to plug?
I'm just going to plug, if you were listening to today's episode and you were like, wow, there was barely any riddles and I actually kind of liked it, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/riddle. We don't do any riddles over there. We do a different short form, long form, improv-y stuff, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, maybe this is the year that you get into the Patreon. Also, we're recording this just a little ahead of schedule because of the holidays. So I'll go ahead and shoot my shot and say that I was just on the most recent episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Great podcast. I had a ton of fun with Conan. And so tall, so nice.
Oh, and Matt fucking roasted you.
Oh my God, Matt.
Gourley was incorrigible.
Gourley was on fire, and Sonia was so pleasant. So everybody
and Sona. Sonia and Sona were both on fire.
I'm sorry. The other guest was Sonia, and then give me a second.
Red
Sonia. Give me a second. Go listen to me on that episode. It was super funny. And if it hasn't come out yet, tweet at Conan about that, because I think that his people maybe can handle
JBC, you're
that.
Amazing. Addle,
anything to plug?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, my episode of the Gunk Hole State Park podcast came out. I recorded that sometime late summer, maybe. It was an absolute blast to do. It's a friend of ours, Alex. Very good podcast, very good time, very good improvisers. So please listen to the Gunk Hole State Park podcast. And also, I want to plug a new game that Gemma and I have been playing called Clask. It's like a physical game. It's K-L-A-S-K. I think this has been around for a while, so I'm not breaking any ground here. But it's super fun. It's like a hybrid between foosball and air hockey almost. It's an outstanding game.
Cool.
It's relatively cheap. It's so fun. So please buy that game and play and let me know how you like it. And when things are back to normal, we can have a little tournament or something. Lil Bill?
Yeah, I just want to plug, Big and Small, my podcast where I talk with Big Bill, and what else do I want to plug, Little Man, the clothing store that customizes my shirts, little shoes.
Hey, Little Bill, we can't wait to have you back on in maybe August or September of this year when we remember you exist.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
And Little Bill, as always, what's your favorite planet?
Let's see here. My favorite. Well, it's gotta be. What's the smallest planet? Mercury.
And Bill, pick you up into space.
Bill forever.
Sorry. Oh no.
Oh no. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarro. Hey, baby New Year's, if you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon episode. We try our best at some celebrity impressions, and you can listen to that plus the entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.